You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me today.
All right. So we still deal with, even though the economic downturn from 2008 through 2012 was gone, it still is out there. Okay, we still see people that are going through hardships, they're going through major life things that happen that get them down and out financially.
Yeah, and what we're talking about is things like foreclosure, short sales when it comes to mortgages, maybe even claiming bankruptcy, and a life event of divorce, unfortunately. So those are all things that can affect you.
Yeah, divorce certainly does it. Mm-hmm. We see it with job losses.
Yeah.
Medical conditions do it frequently.
Right, that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, it could be being underinsured can wreck somebody financially.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So when this happens to people, and I'm just going to put it out there that it's happened to me. Okay, I've been there. You know, when I went through divorce, I thought I was going to have to file bankruptcy. Fortunately, I was able to avoid the bankruptcy, but I did have to do a short sale on my house. My credit scores went down to a 466 credit score, literally a 466. But I went from a 466 credit score back to a 715 in 24 months and was able to buy a house 24 months later. So when we talk about these issues, let's get into these different types of distressed situations that people go through. And then how quickly can you recover? Because that's really what we want to do, is be part of that recovery process for people.
Right. And at Cornerstone Mortgage, Doug does a free consultation with people to kind of go over their potential game plan. And where can they reach you, Doug?
So the best way to reach me, you can text me or call at 314-472-DOUG. Or go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Send us our contact form on there. Let us know what you're interested in, and you know, we'll definitely be happy to help you.
Sure.
One of the other things I want to issue as a resource to you, it's called the waiting period chart. So the mm-hmm. waiting period chart is a chart that I put together that will break down all the different loan types. So conventional loans, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, USDA, jumbo loans, with all the different situations, whether it's foreclosure or short sale, bankruptcies. What is the waiting period before you can qualify for each of those? And that's one of the things I want to go into. So mm-hmm. let's start, Tammy, by talking about bankruptcies.
Okay.
Two major types of bankruptcies. The first type that's the most common is a Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Okay. Explain that just very briefly, what a 7 is.
So a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, this is the type that wipes out all of your debt.
Okay.
Okay. They put
Except
for student loans. Right. So it basically wipes it all out. There are income restrictions to this. So what this means is if your income's over certain levels, you can't file a Chapter 7.
Okay.
So, and they put that into place because they were tired of seeing rich people being able to just overspend and then wipe it all out in a Chapter 7.
I see.
So people can't qualify on that, have to do what's called a Chapter 13. And it's commonly referred to as a wage earner plan. And a wage earner plan, what that means is you're going to be in a 3 or 5 year repayment plan. All your payments are going through the trustee, and you have to get permission from the trustee for any transaction that you want to do. And this is pretty important. And normally I would discourage people from doing a Chapter 13 because they still have to pay back most of the money, but then they're stuck dealing with the trustee for typically 5 years.
I see. Okay. And so how do you want to go ahead and get into like what the waiting period is to be able to get a loan for that? Or you want to go through everything first?
Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk about this. So when it comes to a Chapter 7 bankruptcy,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you're talking about a conventional loan, you're looking at 4 years from the discharge of your Chapter 7.
So is that when you say discharge year, is that the date that you filed bankruptcy?
No, the discharge date is the date that they actually take you out of the bankruptcy.
Okay.
So with Chapter 7, the most common period is about 3 months from the time you file until the time you actually get discharged.
Okay.
So from that discharge date, you're looking at 4 years on a conventional loan, only 2 years on an FHA loan for Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Did not know that.
VA loans also 2 years. Mm-hmm. USDA loans is 3 years. And on jumbo loans, it's going to be anywhere from 4 to 7 years.
Okay.
Okay, they're a little more strict. So when it comes to a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, this is thought of completely differently from a Chapter 7.
Okay.
Okay, here's where they think of it differently, is that with 13, because you're repaying people, they're going to look at it a lot kinder. Okay? So an FHA loan is the most lenient when FHA and VA loans are the most lenient when it comes to Chapter 13 bankruptcies. We actually can do a loan for somebody while they're still in the Chapter 13 bankruptcy.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's hope.
Well, there is hope, yeah. So if they're in a five-year payment plan, 1 year into that payment plan, we can do a loan for them.
If they qualify by income.
Well, yes.
Like, there's qualifications.
They still have to qualify by income and there's other qualifications.
Right.
But credit-wise, you can feasibly get one, but you have to have a credit score high enough to still qualify.
Okay.
Okay, but you can still do it while you're in the Chapter 13.
Okay.
We don't see those as often anymore, but if you're trying to do a conventional loan, it's 2 years after the discharge date, which is much, much later.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And so what about if I went into a foreclosure situation on a house that I had owned?
All right. So if you foreclose on a house, and mm-hmm. so when we're talking about the home, there's three different levels. You have the foreclosure is, of course, the most severe. That's when the bank actually has to take the house from you.
Mm-hmm.
The next level down is a deed in lieu of foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of that hybrid where it's, you know, instead of you foreclosing on me, I'm just going to sign my house back over to the bank.
Okay.
The bank, maybe you lose a little less money because they didn't have to forcibly take you out of the home.
Right.
Or the next level is a short sale. And a short sale means that the bank is willing to take a payoff that's short of what the full amount owed is.
Okay.
So you, that's the best situation for the bank because the house doesn't go vacant.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So let's go through those scenarios.
Yeah.
The deed in lieu we rarely see.
Okay.
So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. But foreclosures, you mentioned that one. So with the conventional loan, it's actually 7 years from a foreclosure date, but it can be as short as 3 years with extenuating circumstances.
Okay.
On
so
a conventional loan.
That's interesting because I've always been told that it's once I go into bankruptcy or foreclosure, it's 7 years on my record.
Right. So it's 7 years on your record, but it's, in this case, you can still qualify with a lot of things on your record.
Okay.
But in this case, 7 years from the completion date or 3 years with extenuating circumstances. So,
and that would be extenuating in what? What is their description of that?
Okay. So an extenuating circumstance would be something that would be deemed to be outside of your control. Okay. So let's say husband and wife have a house and the husband gets it in the divorce and there's a court order saying that he gets the house. The wife's still on the loan, and now he lets it go to foreclosure. So now that's on the wife's credit, even though legally the husband was ordered
was
to pay it
the
in
one.
Divorce.
Okay.
That's an extenuating circumstance.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, now for an FHA loan, it's only 3 years after the foreclosure date.
Okay.
So much more lenient there. Now, FHA doesn't differentiate between a short sale or foreclosure on the time frames.
Oh, interesting.
It's 3 years either way.
Either way, okay.
Where conventional loans have a major differentiation there.
Okay.
Now, a VA loan, you actually can do 2 years after foreclosure. That's the shortest date out of any of them.
Well, that's good news for our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be. So with a short sale, okay, when we can move to that one. So with a short sale, it's 3 years on FHA. But for a conventional loan, it's 4 years after a short sale. However, you can do 2 years after a short sale with extenuating circumstances.
I know this all sounds like a lot of numbers and a lot of differences in everything. It can be very confusing. So I guess looking at this chart online, we'll have it on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And kind of going through all this and talking about this helps understand and kind of, I guess, dispel some of the myths that we've had in all these things.
These guidelines change, too, over time.
Oh, they do. Okay.
So whatever somebody knew a couple years ago isn't going to be accurate today.
Okay.
So get the updated waiting period chart on our website. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to smartwithyourmoney.com, download the waiting period chart, and give it to a friend or family member or even look at it for yourself if you want to know. We have a lot of realtors that listen to the show, and this is a really popular download item for our real estate agents because they want to know when they're talking to clients, somebody says,
how to advise them.
Well, yeah, I just had a bankruptcy a year ago. Can I qualify yet?
And then you can just follow this chart right away and see what the answer is.
Right.
Or give Doug a call.
Now, here's one caveat to all this. So on an FHA loan, they're 3 years after a foreclosure or short sale. 2 years after a bankruptcy, but there's an exception to all that for only 1 year out, and that's it's called the Back to Work program, and it's an extenuating circumstance that gets created in certain scenarios where it was outside of somebody's control, where there was an economic event that happened, like they lost their job, or something where the household income decreased by at least 20% for a six-month period of time. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, they can qualify after only 1 year after a short sale, after foreclosure, after bankruptcy, after any of those. And those are guidelines that they're pretty intricate guidelines that go into a lot of detail. We've done tons of them, though. I've closed more FHA back-to-work loans than anybody in Missouri.
That's good to know.
So we will help people navigate through that. Mm-hmm. But the first thing is to download this chart, and it will surprise people because sometimes they'll say, well, I have a foreclosure and I have a bankruptcy, and we have to be able to discern through that to see, okay, what is the one that's actually going to hold you back the most?
Well, right. And I think when you get in that situation, your emotions, you just feel like there's no hope and there's no future. And, you know, it's really hard to see the possibilities. And this kind of gives people some possibilities.
Right. So if you want more information on it, visit our website, smartwithyourmoney.com. You could shoot me a contact form on there, or you can reach out to me by phone at 314-472-DOUG. All right. So, Tammy, coming up, we're going to be talking about when you're social, but you still want to be on a budget. So how you can budget without blowing off your friends.
Okay.
You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.